10.3. Synergism. Synergism is when you combine alcohol and other drugs. The combination of alcohol and another drug interacting with each other create a different effect, a synergistic effect. If you're taking a codeine prescription and drink a beer while the codeine is in your system, the effect will be magnified. The effect is much different than that one beer or one codeine pill separately. A synergism is like a volcano in your bloodstream. It's very unpredictable. Two people can consume the same amounts of alcohol and another drug, and they will experience very different effects. It even varies widely in the same person from one time to another. You can take a beer with cocaine, marijuana, barbiturates, amphetamines, or just about any prescription drug, and you'd experience a synergistic effect. The next time you mix those same two substances, the effect will be very different. You can't predict what will happen. That's what makes it so dangerous. Never mix alcohol and other drugs. 10.3.1. Blood Alcohol Concentration Chart. There is no safe way to drive after drinking. Even one drink can make you an unsafe driver. Drinking affects your blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Remember, in Texas, it's illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater. Even a BAC below 0.08% does not mean that it's safe or legal to drive. The chart shows the BAC zones for various numbers of drinks and time periods. 10.3.2. How to use these charts. Find your weight on the chart on the next slide. Look at the total number of drinks you have had and compare that to the time shown. You can quickly tell if you are at risk of being arrested. If your BAC level is in the yellow zone, your chances of having a crash are 5 times higher than if you had no drinks, and 25 times higher if your BAC level falls into the red zone. Technical note: this chart is intended to be a guide and is not legal evidence of the actual blood alcohol concentration. Although it is possible for anyone to exceed the designated limits, the chart has been constructed so that fewer than 5 persons in 100 will exceed these limits when drinking the stated amounts on an empty stomach. Actual values vary by body type, sex, health status, and other factors. Based on statistics, by the time you reach a 0.08 BAC, you are 25 times more likely to be in a collision. It's a risk you just don't want to take for your sake or for anyone else on the road. The American Medical Association says that a BAC of 0.03 makes a person too impaired to drive a motor vehicle. That's about half a drink. What represents one drink? 12 ounces of beer equals 5 ounces of wine equals 1.5 ounce of 80-proof alcohol. Whether you have a beer, a glass of wine, or a shot of hard liquor, the effect will be the same. Each of these constitutes one drink and will impair you about equally. Remember, the blood alcohol concentration, BAC, limit in Texas at which you are presumed impaired is 0.08. 10.3.4. Alcohol poisoning. Alcohol poisoning is serious business and occurs when someone has consumed more alcohol than their body can safely metabolize. It takes the body 1 to 1.5 hours to process a single drink. The body is still affected even after someone quits drinking. Alcohol poisoning is a medical emergency. Do not wait for all symptoms to be present before calling 911. Even a person with only a few of these symptoms is at risk of death. 10.3.4.1. Signs of alcohol poisoning. 1. Unconscious or semi-conscious, passed out. 2. No response to pinching. 3. Slow or irregular breathing, less than 8 breaths per minute, 8 to 10 seconds between breaths. 4. Low body temperature. 5. Slow heart rate. 6. Bluish or pale, cold, clammy skin. 7. Vomiting while sleeping or passed out. If someone won't wake up, call 911 for help. Keep him or her on their side. Perform CPR until medical help arrives if their pulse is less than 40 beats per minute or their breathing is less than 8 breaths per minute. Do not panic. Do not leave them alone to sleep it off. Do not give them food or coffee. Do not try to make them vomit. Do not put them in a cold shower. 10.3.4.2. 911 Lifeline Law. The 2011 Texas Legislature amended Texas Alcohol Beverage Code, TABC 106.04, to address alcohol poisoning. Under the law, a person under 21 cannot be charged by the police for possessing or consuming alcohol if the person calls 911 because someone else might have alcohol poisoning. This limited immunity applies only to the first person to call for medical assistance, and the caller must remain on the scene until medical assistance arrives and must cooperate with EMS and law enforcement.